Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Doreen Becker, who's with AmeriCam. Doreen, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Kemp?
I'm well. Good to be with you. I wanted to talk to you about a color trend seminar that you're going to be giving next month. But before we get into that, let's give our listeners a little background on AmeriCam and who they are.
Sure. AmeriCam is a company that's been around for about 70 years. We're a leader in the development of color, special effects, and additives for things like synthetic fibers and molded plastics and all sorts of architectural things. We maintain color design centers for packaging and synthetic fibers in many locations throughout North America, Europe, and also in Suzhou, China.
Okay. Is this an American-based company?
It is. We're based in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, which is near Cleveland.
And you've been with them for about 2 years, right?
Yep, about 2 years.
Okay. And you're their color trend expert?
Yep, I do the color trends, and I belong to a couple of associations that help me with that. And also, we purchase these color trend palettes from a place in Paris that puts them together for us. So AmeriCam doesn't just dream up these colors. We actually use a verifiable source for the colors. So we take those color palettes and then we style them in plastic pieces and in fibers.
Now, who was it that said that the Europeans get the lead on all this?
Probably the Europeans. You know, the reality is that the leaders in color trend are really, it has to do more by market segments. So,
yeah.
Like, we know that the fashion industry, couture fashion, is kind of out in front of everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's followed by ready-to-wear fashion. And then after that, we see, it used to be automotive, but after the whole financial crisis of the automotive industry, that has now taken sort of third place to a lot of industrial markets for things like Teletronics. So now we actually see automotive behind everybody else in terms of color trends.
One other, just from a layman's perspective, AmeriCam, when you make solution-dyed synthetic yarn, you're the company that makes the polymer that they melt in with the regular polymer to add the color, right?
That's correct. We don't make the carpets, and we don't really even make the fibers. What we do is we create beautiful colors and put additives in there to really make it work well and really look beautiful.
Yeah, and you know, if you're not talking about wool, which is natural, but if you're talking synthetic, there's mostly nylon, and then next is polyester, and then polypropylene, and you make color additives for all three fiber types.
Yes, we do. Okay. Yes, we do. AmeriCam has about 90% of the market in total for color and additives for the flooring industry.
So you're giving a seminar in Dalton at the Northwest Georgia Trade and Convention Center on September the 20th, and it looks like it's over the lunch period, so people can go.
It is 11 to 1,
yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
And we're going to give everybody a lunch, and we're also going to give them a little lookbook with color samples in it that they can take home, and it's free, which is even better.
And you did this about a year ago. What type of people come to this last time you did it?
It was quite an array of people. We had people come that were design people from the different brands of carpeting companies,
right.
And we also had technical people come and marketing people come from these companies, and you know, it was really a cross section of the industry. But it is a presentation that really is inspirational, and it really covers colors and trends, and you know, the things around it that support these colors, so there's a lot of innovation in it. It's not a technical presentation. It's really much more of a artistic, esoteric presentation about colors.
Okay, and you're a member of the Color Marketing Group.
I am a member of CMG, yeah.
Okay, all right. You know, I know you're not an economist, but some economists are saying that we really are finally at the tail end of this six-year-long recession. What does that normally do to coloring?
It normally neutralizes it. When times are good, there's not a lot of color. When times are bad, colors get really bright. Dresses get short, and colors get bright when the economy is bad. And when the economy is better, the clothes get more voluminous and longer and more neutral in their palettes, sort of hiding the luxury, if you will.
All right. So not to give away your presentation, but if things start getting better, then we're going to see more muted colors. Is that right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
You know, neutrals will always be there.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of how they're put together and what they're used with, but they'll always be a part of these palettes.
All right, Doreen. Well, I look forward to seeing your seminar. Again, it's September the 20th, and people that want to go, there's probably a place they go to sign up, right?
Yep, you can go to our website, which is www.americhem.com.
All right. And this is called the AmeriChem U, I believe, on the site. So we look forward to your presentation. Again, we've been talking to Doreen Becker, who's the color trend expert with AmeriChem. And you've been listening to ChemPar and FloorDaily.net.